Beast, written by Paul Kingsnorth. I stood in the river up to my knees, and the river was cold. Soon I couldn't feel my feet, and soon after that I couldn't feel my legs. The river sang and kept singing. I wanted to clamber out, but I stood still. Pain rose and tried to encircle me, but I stood in the winter torrent and watched the pain, and after a while it fell back again. Back down into the singing water. Water came down from the clouds and sank through the black peat and passed over the granite and then went down through its channels to the sea. The water that ran over my legs and feet would never be seen here again, but the river never changed. I climbed into the river in the early morning and I stood there until the sun was highest in the sky. I let the water take my body away from me, so that I could see what was beyond my body. I let the river numb me, and I understood that I had always been numb. The sky opened a crack, but only a crack. There was still something beyond that I could not touch. Water, thorns, rain, black soil, all of the pain is an incident, a detail soon forgotten. From the east I came, from the dead fens, because of everything that grew there, because of what was lodged in the dark waters. I walked the streets, I sat on the couches, I passed through the sliding doors. I talked but never listened. I sold but never gave away. Everywhere there were voices, and I added my voice to them, and we spoke out together and said nothing at all. I became entwined in wanting, and it took me away from the stillness that is everything. I say it here daily now like a prayer, like an offering. It is everything. It is everything. And sometimes I glimpse it, and then I am every storm wind that has ever run itself clean across the black of the sea. From the east I came to this high place, to be broken, to be torn apart, beaten, cut into pieces. I came here to measure myself against the great emptiness. I came here to touch the void, to leap naked into it with the shards of what I was falling around me, to have the void clean me of the smallness that I swam in, to come out white and empty with a small sharp piece of that emptiness in me always, because it is all that can ever save me, to be open, to be in fear, to be aching with nothingness, to be lonely as the cold subsoil in winter, lonely as the last whale in the ocean, singing in bewilderment, and no other to answer for all of time. This darkness, this is the only life.